We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, Ike, how about we try to give away some money? How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
You've got a chance to win $1,000 right now. Just text the word crazy. Well, they're playing this music. I got to use that voice. Text the word crazy to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter will win $1,000. You got another chance to win Monday at 3 p.m. and every day at 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. Ike.
Yes, sir.
I see the sun is shining. I see the grass is getting green. I see it's warming up. You know what that means?
Baseball time.
It is. And let us talk baseball with one of the Phillies' great radio broadcasters, Kevin Franson, who joins us. Hello, Kevin.
Average at best, but I'll take great from you. Thank you.
There you go.
Yep, average at best.
Who tweeted that? I saw that tweet.
Yeah, no, it's all good. You know, it's starting to look a little bit more like baseball season. I would say it if I was down there, right?
I know.
It'd be nice.
I know.
But the sunshine is nice. Kind of like it. Got the tourney going on. I miss, like, this is where ultimately I miss the game more than anything is tournament time in the clubhouse. Mm. Last couple of years, I ran it everywhere, and it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Never won it, but I was always the guy that had all the cash. So that was fun. First time in my life with all that, you know, the money in my hand. It's amazing.
So you ran the bracket challenges in the clubhouse.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. You got the Cliff Lees where he was involved with like the spread game. You know, like the spread bracket. The spread pool on this one, I was straight up, give me the brackets, and then you go through them, you get annoyed, and people are like, dude, I had this one. You're like, I actually have your hard copy here.
Yeah, I know, you know? I know.
Going through it.
I meant to put
one.
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I just checked in on Drexel, who's playing right now, the Dragons.
How are we doing?
Rob Brooks not doing good right
no,
there.
No, no, they're down like 30 points at
halftime.
They're
down 31.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they were a 23 dog right here. We had a chance. Can we get a backdoor cover the last two?
I don't know.
Because I'm going the other way with that.
I don't know about garbage time there. hey, I'm a little worried about Archie Bradley because I thought he's coming in, going to get 25, 30 saves this year. And, you know, there's a lot going on in the bullpen. But I thought at least the back end was going to be okay. I'm a little bit nervous about that, Kevin Franson. Should I be?
Which part are you exactly
I'm nervous that Archie
nervous.
Bradley is not going to be the closer who I anticipated he was going to be.
Well, technically right now, I mean, Hector Neris has outperformed him. And
yeah, well,
to me,
I've been through the Hector Neris experiment.
Here's the deal. You want competition, no matter what. Things handed over in a bad bullpen is just not how it should be done. Outperform each other. If one guy can't do it, next guy steps up. The last couple of years, you haven't had the opportunity to have a guy step up and step into that role. I'll take three closers at the back end of the back end of the pen. Jose Alvarado, you know, and Archie Bradley and a Hector Neris. I mean, you can even go further down the line with Connor Brogdon. The thing is with Archie that I think worries people is that he's at 92, 93. It's real flat right now. Nothing.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of swing and miss on the fastball. But the other day in his last outing, I think it was against the Tigers, the one hopper double play, right? The ball was smoked. It was like 108 off the bat. And it changed. Like, there's something about him that kind of woke up. It did. And you could see it the way he actually got on the mound. The next guy went, you know, fastball just below the letters, by him, curveball, strike. Next one, buy him. And it was like, oh, is this? There we go. Sometimes it takes some guys. You know, you don't need the humbling moment, but, you know, a walk here and there, hard hit ball, smash something, and then boom. You got to get tuned in. And for him, he finally did it. I'll be under, you know, looking at him under the microscope in the last 2 weeks. Right now, Like, these are the last 2 weeks I want to see leading up to the whole thing. You got your five outings. I want to see where you're going to go from there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about these last couple weeks here, right? And tell me how it works with...
God, it sucks.
Been on that bubble.
See, I was just going to say, with the vets, how do you approach the last couple of weeks? Is it, let me just get out of here healthy and get up north? Or are you trying to work on last-minute things? I'm just wondering what the veteran guys are going to be doing and what we should look for over the next week or so before they get back up here.
Survival of the fittest.
Right.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, you get to that spot where you could have the first, 3 weeks where you're feeling good as a veteran guy that's established yourself there. But teams are bringing in guys and they're giving guys opportunities and they can wow them, right? Yeah. It just depends on what day you're in. The really established, like the Harpers of the world, even Reese, you could say, is established on this. But the Gene Segura, Didi Gregorius, you're making sure that, you're healthy. Like, you're getting your hacks in. You the last week and a half, 2 weeks of spring training, you want to make sure that, timing's down. Because you want to start to make sure that when you get into the first part of the year, you're not working on anything. Like, it's go time.
It's time
like, it's time not to tinker. It's time to, let's let it eat. And for me, when I look at these guys, Bryce is still, like, he's not in tinker mode. He's just like, I am trying to get through to the regular season mode. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing for him because when the lights turn on, we all know about Bryce. Didi obviously getting hit in the head the other day wasn't great. But same time, we'll find out, right? We'll see. He's looked good. I think the one that looks the best out of all of them has been McCutchen.
Yeah,
he's been amazing.
Yeah, he's looked really, again, it's staying healthy.
Yeah.
Kevin Franson is our guest. You will hear him during Phillies games right here with Scott Fransky on 94 WIP. You can follow him on Twitter at Kevin Franson. That's an E at the end. You talked a little bit about Bryce Harper, and we had talked in the 2 o'clock hour about concerns on his back. I know he's got a new throwing motion he is doing to be more like an outfielder than a catcher. You've seen him in these spring training games. What do you see in terms of both swing and throwing, and how concerned should we be?
I think anyone that has a back issue, you should be concerned because
that's not the answer Ike and I wanted.
I'm saying because like if you just think if you just assume right if you just assume like oh yeah he's great like, no it's just like that concern right. I look at him and I'm going, you got a guy right now at the plate that's not trying to overdo it. And less is more for Bryce. When Bryce is in the moment and we've seen his hot streaks all over, whether it was with the Nationals or in the last couple of years with us, when he is slow at the plate and it's just effortless, that ball just explodes off his bat, right? The 480-foot homers, you need 40 391-foot homers that just go barely over the fence. Doesn't matter. The majestic ones are great. Those are great to talk about. But it's the amount of them. And when he's under control, like the way he's swinging, I am all in, right? He's going to have the moments. He's faced, I think most of his at-bats have been against lefties, like this spring. And not only like just lefties, like guys like throwing 95, 97. It's been fun for him. The throwing motion thing, look, if they're putting him out there, that's a good thing, right? That whole thing I look at with a back issue – they aren't going to play him if he's feeling anything. Like, there's a pretty big investment in that guy. So I'm not worried on that part. It's just it's worrisome because it's in the back of my mind. Backs can, they're finicky, right? At some point in time, they could just fire up. Here we go. I'm not feeling good. But for me, I look at him, and I know his work ethic. I know what he does outside of the game, and I know how he prepares his body. That's the part where it gives me more and more confidence, is that knowing that what he does – is right, and it's good.
All right, last one, and this is the obligatory center field question, Kevin Franson.
everybody gets this question.
Well, and this is, I think, the biggest open question, the fourth, fifth starter, but this is an important question.
Yep.
Odubel Herrera, I think he had another home run, yesterday, the day before.
2 days ago, yeah.
Yeah, continues to look really good. There's obviously a lot of issues if they decide that's the way to go. And there are also issues in terms of Roman Quinn doesn't have any more options. What are you going to do with him? Kingery does have options. So there's a lot of things that play into this in terms of contract, in terms of politics, in terms of who's going to be your guy. How would you handicap it now?
Oof. Is Adam Hazley getting healthy? We already know where Mickey Moniak lives in the Jack Fritz world. We get that whole thing, all right? The questions are going to be with Mickey. Are they going to trust him to play center field, especially the first month of the season?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the question that's going to be everywhere about you're leaving with your best nine instead of, like, your nine best and worrying about those guys in the service time. Well, his service time's already started. Mm-hmm. So who cares about that? You're going to have a month of no play if you're Mickey Moniak, right? So you have to add that part into it.
I want to clarify that for people who don't know. They're not playing minor league baseball until
May-ish.
Yeah. So normally you would send a guy down in April. He's going to Lehigh. He's playing this year. It's different, right?
So for me, when I look at it, I'm like, there's a lot of moving parts in this thing. Roman Quinn has these spurts. He has been terrible, I feel like. Okay, this is a personal opinion on just reads. His reads in the outfield have not been good. They're lacking something, and it's like the first step. And the guy's fast, you know, we could always talk about that. But at the plate, first two strikes for me with him, you could do what you want. The second strike or with two strikes, put the ball in play. Use your legs.
So
your mind
drives me nuts.
What he does on the mind of infielders, if he puts the ball in play, it just wrecks havoc. Like it just baffles me because he's been an infielder. Guys with speed put the pressure on you, and you just, like, it sucks. But he doesn't give himself that chance. Now, with Odubel, obviously the hitting's been there. He's been great on the corners. Seen a little bit in center field. Can't sit there and say, oh, he's been fantastic. In the corners, he's been fantastic in the outfield. Mm-hmm. The other part is the biggest part is, you know, I still think it's a big issue within the fan base. Within the organization because of, you know, domestic abuse, just in general. It doesn't matter if it's a baseball player or not, but in this case it is. You're going to have fans that are directly affected by it, right? Because of something that they've experienced or whatever. And that's a big issue. You could have all the apologies and everything, which he has done, but you got to show more. Like there's something else he has to do to answer those questions, right? And his play is doing it. They're following the CBA as far as the Phillies organization. There's not much else you can do about it, but I just worry where we're going to go. Who's the starting center fielder opening day? I wonder what Adam Hazley looks like in the next 2 weeks. Because
you give me the one guy who I don't think it can be.
Well, I mean, if it's Adam Hazley that we saw at the very beginning, which actually his swing looks good, he looks stronger, he's in a better position, I feel like, to hit. He's just – when he was crouched, he was like too crouched, and the only thing he could do is go up, right? And so there's a little bit of being able to stay in his legs. There's a free flow to it. But, again, a growing – we don't know how that's going to react to this whole thing.
Right.
It's a situation.
I think it's going to be Odubel, and I think that I kind of prefer they had traded him, but he served his time, and he
it's not easy to trade a guy that has.
I understand. You're right.
Another organization's bringing in something that, you know, fan base would same thing.
But I think that you can't not play him because of that. He served his time. He did the punishment.
I totally get it. But there's a human element to this.
No doubt, and that will play in. Kevin Franson, when do we next get to hear you on the air?
I believe tomorrow. I think we have 3 days in a row. Scott and I, we're getting the training wheels off.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we've been tired.
We went
game and then two games.
Yeah.
And we're going to do three.
Yeah, they're working you to death.
Crazy.
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you, man.
It's been great. Ike, let's get on the course.
We got to get
there, brother. I'm with you. Let's go.
All right, there you go. Kevin Franson, thank you so much for joining us.
He is the best.
Follow him on Twitter at Kevin Franson. There you go. Yeah, he's good. Brings a lot of enthusiasm.
Oh, man, he is awesome.
Chicken and Pete's welcomes back the best in the world to their flagship location on Packer Avenue in the Stadium District, plus their locations inside the Wells Fargo Center for all games. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Let's talk to Billy in Princeton. What's going on, Billy?
Hey, Glenn. Hi.
Billy.
I had a little disagreement the other day, my friend. But look, huh? I got a comment about our new head coach. He's a young man. So what? So what? Every young athlete, every young business person, every young coach deserves a chance to prove himself. And that's all I'm saying. I mean, Mike, when you were a young football player, mm-hmm. you needed somebody to give you a break to play, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. So we have a guy out in Pittsburgh.
Hey, but guess what, though, Billy T? It don't mean I didn't get ripped in my rookie year. Ain't that right, Glenn?
Not by me. Oh, I did. I ripped him. Yeah. No, truth be told.
See?
Truth be told, and we've told this story, yes. Ike Reese was an overeager rookie who ran down on a kickoff against the Rams, if my memory's
Chiefs.
Correct. Chiefs, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Against the Chiefs. It was a touchback, mm-hmm. but Ike did not stop. And 5 seconds after the whistle, creamed somebody and got a 15-yard penalty. And I was on the air on Monday ripping him, saying, this kid's he better smarten yeah. up or he's not going to make it. Fortunately, Ike took what I said
See?
To heart, listened to me, and therefore became a success
here.
Story.
Yes.
Right.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
I got two quick comments.
Okay.
Number one, tell Bryce to get an inversion table. I got hit by a tractor trailer 20 years ago, rolled my Jeep. Unbelievable. The best thing I ever bought was that inversion table.
I got a friend who swears by that. You know what that is, right, Mike? Okay, so it looks like a torture device. It's like a long, flat cot on just like a rack,
right.
And you lie on it, and you like lie with your head down and your feet in the air, and it's supposed to be it's great for your back, right, Billy?
Yeah, let me tell you something. It saved me, and I'll tell you what, I got stronger. I used to do conference calls and be on there for 20 minutes.
I don't care.
Completely upside down, and I'm telling you, it did my back the best. But I want to make it, we have a coach out in Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin, he was 34 years old. He's done a pretty good job. And what you were saying about Ben, hey,
yes.
come on, I'm going to arm wrestle you.
Who is
he
Ben?
He threw the best pass in Super Bowl history, for God's sake.
Yeah, that it was 12 years ago.
Oh, well, so what? So what?
Wait, what is the debate his whether he's a Hall of Famer or is the
no,
debate is whether he's got a future?
Yeah, he has no arm strength left, Billy
yeah.
T. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Did you watch Pittsburgh last year? I'm not ripping Pittsburgh. I got friends, Big Rube Harley. He's probably mad right now I'm ripping the Steelers or ripping Ben Roethlisberger. Well, guess what? Rube knows had he been able to throw the ball longer than 20 yards, they would have probably been in the Super Bowl. Or at least in the AFC. Or he certainly wouldn't have lost to Cleveland at home.
No.
Come on, man.
Nobody loses to Cleveland. Eric in Atlanta
Especially
is with
in
us.
The playoffs.
Hello, Eric.
How you doing, fellas?
All right.
What's up, E?
Nothing much. Just nervous about Sirianni, especially after hearing his second press conference.
Yeah, I get it.
Mm.
And I would think after the first one he had, I'm sure I would think he would have worked on something. But more than Sirianni, it makes me even more nervous about the Eagles. Because if Sirianni is a pilot of the plane, how can we feel comfortable getting on a plane not thinking that it's probably about to crash in the ocean or something?
Wow. Well, you certainly took that from A to Z. I got nothing on that.
Yeah, I mean, I was about to say the same thing, man. I'm like, yeah, I don't know where to go with that one.
I do not want to compare this Eagles team to that. You know,
yeah, listen,
there may be issues, but let's relax just a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't think it's as bad as – I don't think we're as bad off as some may feel like we are right now. We're just in a holding pattern. And, for instance, Glenn, we had a report today that, you know, Juju turned down a multi-year deal offer with the Eagles to go back to Pittsburgh.
Correct.
Well, if the Eagles had signed Juju, I would imagine the fan base would be a little more excited today.
Oh, gosh, yes.
That's what I'm saying. They,
oh,
haven't,
gosh, yes.
they haven't given us
oh,
anything
the,
to get excited
signed,
about.
If the Eagles had signed Juju Smith-Schuster, our show today would be, well, it really looks like they're turning
we're
a corner.
We're going for it, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, all this rebuilding, forget that. We
right.
got one of the five best wide receivers in football.
Right.
And I get it. You know, fans are fans. You,
what? No,
you get excited.
No, I'm just saying I say that to say the Eagles haven't done anything other than fire the head coach, trade the quarterback, hire a coach that no one had necessarily heard of, and restructured a bunch of older players' contracts that let the fan base know these guys could be around here a year longer than they thought they would be around here by restructuring these deals.
Right.
In other words, the Eagles haven't done anything for the fans to get excited about.
Nothing whatsoever.
So
nothing. Do I think they're going to. So what's the next move they're going to make? They're going to move Wentz. Move Ertz, right?
Glenn, I don't know. You said, nor do you think they're going to. They tried to with Juju.
They did.
So my only point is they may have struck out there, but if they go get a Kenny Galladay, right, you think the fan base isn't going to be excited that they signed Kenny Galladay? They have to. My only point is that the team has to do something to change the way the fans feel right now. And this idea that somehow we're supposed to get behind the team and be rah-rah green goggles in March isn't realistic.
All right, I got the Eagles' next move.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Eagles sign to a 2-year contract, Alex Smith.
That's a great idea.
Thank you, Doug. Would you be good with that, Ike?
I always have to preface this by saying, listen, I am a fan of Alex Smith because of the way he has persevered and came back. I saw the E60 story on him, and man, how can you not be a fan? But at the same time, in seeing that, as a former player, I also have a concern for his health. And I understand he wants to play football, but I don't know if he's healthy enough or is it too much of a risk. Now, the good thing is he would be the backup, and hopefully he wouldn't have to play.
Yeah.
Hopefully he wouldn't have to play.
So Jacoby Brissett would have been a good backup.
Yes.
He signed.
Yes.
I'm trying to think who, like all the guys who were potential. Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah.
And there's a third guy who I thought, like, oh, that's a possibility. It's not occurring to me right now, but he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills traded for Mitchell Trubisky. That's a good backup for them. That's a smart move for everybody.
Yep.
So what other backups are there on the market?
Not much out there.
So Alex Smith's your guy.
Yeah, I mean, it may
you got to have a backup.
No, I'm sure they will. But the Eagles obviously aren't in a rush to sign Alex Smith, as they could.
Okay, is there
– Or how about this? Alex Smith doesn't want to be a backup.
Okay, maybe. That could be.
Right?
You're right. What's his rush?
GQ article – I think it was GQ. Alex Smith wasn't necessarily happy the way the Washington handled that situation. Ron Rivera was hesitant, reluctant to put him out there in fear that he might get injured.
Yeah.
You can't have that as an organization with some nobody wants to be the person who put Alex Smith back out on the field and now all of a sudden he can't walk anymore or his leg has to be, you know what I mean? Something happens. He's 37. He's made a ton of money. Nobody's going to make you their starter.
Well,
you
I'm sorry.
If you just want to be a backup, then just go ahead and be a backup, I guess. But I don't know if Alex Smith wants to be a backup.
Right. Good point.
I think he wants to play.
Okay. Here's your other choices right now.
Mm-hmm.
Stop me when you hear a name you like. Nick Mullins, Brian Hoyer.
Actually, Nick Mullins isn't terrible.
Okay. Joe Flacco.
Nah.
Elite.
Robert Griffin III?
Not bad.
It's like the health is always a thing with him, but okay. Right, as it is with Alex. CJ, I know. CJ Beathard. And here you go. Chase Daniel.
Oh, hell no. No, for sure.
Made $40 million in his career.
At least.
I don't want to contribute any more money to the Chase Daniel fund. No, I'm good.
Do have a little news from Josina Anderson.
Oh, God.
I know. It's not about Alshon. It's not a statement from Alshon. All right? Alshon did not release a statement through Josina. But she does tweet that I'm told that former Titans cornerback Adoree Jackson is visiting the Giants and potentially the Eagles after that.
I like Adoree Jackson.
Yeah,
I like him coming out of USC. He got punt return in his skill and his little repertoire. He was a corner, right? I like Adoree Jackson.
I like.
He's been injured a little bit.
But I like secondary. They definitely need to add in the secondary. All right, we ought to update our Twitter question of the day, Jack Fritz. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. What do you? I can't find the read handle. This.
Okay. Well, while you look for the read,
just to let people know, right? Ike,
How many pieces of paper did he give me here to keep track of?
A whole book,
right?
Yeah.
It's like I got like 10 different pieces of paper, each with like five little different notes on it.
Well, while you look for that, I'll update the people. If you were betting, would you bet on Sirianni being closer to A, Doug / Charlie Manuel, or B, Gabe Kapler? And 65% of voters are voting towards Gabe Kapler at this point.
Not surprised. Hey, by the way, that was brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. When you shop for the diamond engagement ring of her dreams, buy from the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomery, PA. Shop local online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, coming up, we may have given away $1,000. I don't know. But we are definitely going to give away a $25 gift card to the Conshohocken Brewing Company.
Woo. I've been drinking that Ike juice.
You know, we ought to name a beer Ike juice.
I have my people call you. You have your people call.
Yeah, you know what? I there's at least $50 in it for you. But we're going to give away, and the theme of the day, which we'll kind of give you when we get back, relates to action movie heroes. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. I'm Glenn Mack, now in for John Marks. He's Ike Reese on 94 WIP.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.